Anchor is the easiest way to make a podcast. Anchor gives you everything you need. It's one place. And by the way, it's for free. You can use your phone, your tablet, your laptop, whatever. Creation tools allow you to record and edit your podcast so it sounds great. They'll distribute your podcast for you. You can be heard everywhere. Spotify, iTunes, Apple, Google Podcasts, and so much more. You can easily make money from your podcast with no minimum subscriptions. So what are you waiting for? Get started right now. Download it. You know you want to. Let's go. Hey everybody, Houston here, David Burton. I'm out of the cold right now, so y'all bear with me here. Dave, how you doing? Cool, man. The Royal Rumble is tomorrow. So, are you still sticking by your picks?
Yeah.
Okay, who you got?
Well, I'm gonna go on with it and say AJ Styles.
Quite interesting. I'm going with, this is far out as well. I'm going with the Mysterios.
Interesting.
As it might.
Well, that is an interesting pick. SmackDown did just go off the air, and right now there are a total of 25 men in the men's Royal Rumble match. Excuse me, there's 25 guys.
Yes, well, we need 30, so.
Oh, there's gonna be 30.
Yeah. 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 36 more. But we'll get to that tomorrow, hopefully. I'm assuming Hall of Famers and Legends.
25 names have been announced, but there will be 30 guys.
Yeah. I'm assuming Hall of Famers and Legends gonna be showing up.
What about Sasha Banks, who just announced her participation in the Royal Rumble, and Sonya Deville announced her participation in the Royal Rumble as well tonight.
And by the way, Charlotte Flair, she swears on the head, tears her chin. Charlotte Flair swears if she wins the Rumble match, she will change it up, or she will, a winner, if she wins, she will choose her opponent.
Well, basically, she pretty much said that she will challenge whoever wins the championship and win it. Raw Women's Championship and go on to hold both titles at the same time, similar to what Becky Lynch did in 2019. But then you got Mickie James on Impact,
who's
bound to win the Royal Rumble, and she said if she wins, she will do a title unification match.
Let's talk about that right quick.
Now, that sounds more interesting than the Charlotte Flair.
You know what? I'll tell you this right now. Mickie James is as low as the other people are invited to this match. Not necessarily mean she's gonna win it.
You know, but it does sound interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, it did. Stranger things have happened, but that would be interesting. She wins the Royal Rumble.
Yeah, but it ain't gonna happen because Mickie, she might hang on to get down to whatever number it is, but I'm guaranteeing Mickie James will not win the Women's Royal Rumble match.
Damn, that's what it mean.
Yeah, I get it. Now think about it. You gonna let another person from another company come in your thing and win your match? I don't think so.
No, I agree to a certain extent.
Yeah.
But if anybody would get a pass, it would be her because she was a homegrown WWE talent.
Yes, she was. She started over Ohio Valley Wrestling and then brought it up to the big leagues, WWE at the time.
Absolutely. Now, it would have made... Now, you're absolutely right. I agree. But if that was to happen, I can see Mickie James doing it because she's a homegrown WWE talent.
Uh-huh.
In terms of someone who's not a homegrown WWE talent, there's no way that would happen.
Yeah. Speaking of Mickie James, Neck of the Woods, Impact Wrestling, I believe it was last night. A group of former employees of Ring of Honor, Honor No More. Y'all, excuse me, I got a cold here. They tried to get in the ring with Rhino and company, and Scott DeMore said, "We're not doing this. I'll tell you what we're gonna do. If you win your match, you're in." And I didn't see the results of that. But if you win your match, sure, we'll have this later on another date. And Impact Wrestling's best against Ring of Honor's best. Well, former best.
Well, the match didn't happen then.
Oh.
Yeah, those talents have signed with Impact. Nicole and Sonya have signed
no more. I feel those old school alliance vibes.
Now, back to the Royal Rumble for a second. I mentioned the men have a total of 25.
Uh-huh. And 25?
No,
23. We're getting together, man. Anyway, it'd be interesting if we got down to Rey and Dominic Mysterio. Fathers. Excuse me one second. Wrestling Trash brought to you by Back of the Rings and More LLC. They put the D in delivery. 888-712-2587. If you drive trucks, have a CDL license, and let them know you can get paid. Back of the Rings and More. They put the D in delivery. But can the Rumble match deliver?
Can the Rumble match deliver? Oh, I think it will. Last year, they both delivered. The year before that, I thought they both delivered. So, yeah, I think they will deliver. Speaking of pay-per-views, we got to mention that next month, Elimination Chamber will be on February 19th, and it'll take place at Jeddah, Saudi. Of course, Jeddah will be first of Saudi Arabia that WWE went to. And they're returning back to Jeddah.
Oh yeah, they have a 10-year deal. Excuse our, we're a little slow right now. Y'all excuse all that. But anyway, you're right. They may or may not do one. But it'd be interesting if they do. But I tell you this. They have a 10-year deal with Saudi. And it's gonna be, we're year number, where we at? Six, I think?
Seven.
Yeah, we're year number seven. Yeah, we got about, my math is horrible. We almost done with that deal right there. And so all you...
Well, actually, you're over a year done. You got another... You got another 8 years.
Yeah.
The stock of Saudi for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the deal started back in the 2018... 2022. I mean, they've gone to Saudi Arabia before that because they did three house shows. One in 2014, one in 2015, and one in 2016. But that was all before their 10-year deal.
Yeah.
Of course, those house shows don't count.
I found a fun fact for you. In Germany, due to the graphic nature of it in Germany, it's called No Escape instead of Elimination Chamber, and that brings back Holocaust trauma. So instead of Elimination Chamber in Germany, it's called No Escape.
Yeah, for those who don't know, during the Holocaust, several people were placed in gas chambers, which is the reason why the Elimination Chamber is called No Escape in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, there was a tumultuous time during that period.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, if anybody knows anything about that, it would be Paul Heyman, his mother,
mm-hmm.
who passed away not too long ago as a Holocaust survivor.
I know she passed.
Yes, she did.
Oh, man. She left the lady I hurt. That's messed up. Much love, Paul.
Oh, yeah, that's the story behind Noah's
name. Now, by the way, like he said, it is still the Elimination Chamber, but in Germany, and only in Germany, it's called No Escape.
Oh, you know, I almost forgot. I'm glad you brought that up. I almost forgot. I don't know if you heard about this, but WWE and Disney are working together now.
Let's say it.
So WWE and Disney are working together now.
Oh. How interesting.
You know the whole WWE Network and Peacock deal here in the United States?
Uh-huh.
Well, it's the same thing in the country of Indonesia. WWE Network is no more, and Basically, the WWE Network is on the Disney Plus app in Indonesia.
Oh, I wish I had that. Y'all lucky bastards.
Basically, it's the same thing as the Peacock deal, but the only difference is instead of Peacock, it's Disney Plus. But that's only in the country of Indonesia.
Wow, that's cool.
So WWE and Vince McMahon just made another boatload of money.
Yes, sir. Well, speaking of Peacock, you can catch the Royal Rumble tomorrow night. I want to say 8 o'clock-ish. That'll get started. It'll probably be done by 10-ish. And, of course, on Peacock as well, February 13th, the big game of the Super Bowl.
You know, I'm sorry. Before I don't want to cut you off, but Vince McMahon just made another $1.8 billion. Right after the Royal Rumble, the whole Disney Plus deal in Indonesia will start. So, last show is the Royal Rumble on the network for the Indonesia people.
Yeah. And that's the W Network in its original form.
Now, you mentioned the big game on the 13th.
I don't know who's in it.
That's insane to think about how Peacock is gonna air WrestleMania and the Super Bowl. That's insane.
Now, mind you, the Super Bowl, they have a little delay because they're also on that live TV as well. So you get Peacock streaming and live TV streaming, so they have a little delay.
Yeah. I mean, it's insane thinking about it. They're getting both those shows in the same calendar year. And let's not forget this year's Super Bowl. I hate to go out on a wrestling topic, but this has to be mentioned, has one of the most anticipated Super Bowl halftime shows in the history of the Super Bowl, even surpassing Michael Jackson's announcement. The announcement made Dr. Dre, Eminem, Snoop
Dogg, Kendrick Lamar, and Mary J. Blige
are
going to
do
a
halftime show.
Wow.
And that is going to be insane.
One of the most epic halftimes, in my opinion, the late great Prince. He did a halftime show. One of the songs he did, of course, Purple Rain. And then, he did the opening chord of Purple Rain. God's like, I got you. And it started raining while he's playing Purple Rain on electric guitar.
Crazy. You never know what Mother Nature's going to do. Like Vince McMahon once said, Mother Nature always seems to work in his favor. I wasn't till WrestleMania last year when it rained and delayed WrestleMania 37 for the first 15 minutes of the show. I'm sure everybody remembers that. Luckily, the rain stopped and they were able to continue the show and we was able to enjoy WrestleMania. Like Vince McMahon said, he says Mother Nature always seems to work in his favor whenever he does outdoor show. But I do remember talking about that. I remember WCW did a special with MTV, and this is back in the late 90s. I believe it was either 97 or 98. I want to say 97. WCW participated during MTV's yearly spring break extravaganza. WCW held a special television show, a television show, so to speak. And it rained. Not only did it rain, to make matters worse, it poured. That show was terrible. I felt bad, but they had 8 matches, and they were only able to do 3 of the 8 matches due to the rain.
So what happened? Like, what happened to the rest of the show?
Also the same show where the incident, Kind of, but it never really got that far. The situation ends up getting taken out of court, so it never went that far. But yeah, it was a strange incident. Not only to make matters worse, yes, the kid was underage, but at the same time, the kid was drunk.
That reminds me of a young man. This is back in.
The kid was 18 or 19 years old.
That's not that bad.
Let's not forget lesson. Do not throw rocks at Muslims or anybody.
No, David, that reminds me of a time back in ECW after the trans incident. This kid lying about his age, getting in the ring with the late great
New Jack.
And this kid lied about his age, and New Jack beat the hell out of this dude, and blood's everywhere, okay? And turns out he's like, what, 16, 17, something like that?
I think 17.
Yeah. Oh, man. I wish we had time to go into that, man.
I'll tell you what, I agree with everybody else that said this. Yes, the time the kid got what he deserves for life.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So, and it's funny, everybody said the same thing. So, I agree with him though. And Jack did go a little bit too far, but at the same time, again, he got what he deserved for lying about his age.
Y'all, we in this business. If you're that, like, there's your time. We're gonna, if you're studying to be in the wrestling business, if you're training to be in the wrestling business, just stay faithful to your training. It's coming. Your time is coming. Just be patient. I remember Martin Wright, the Boogeyman. He tried out for them to be tough enough, and they went to the beach for one of the first round of training, and found out he lied about his age.
Yeah, he said he was 30, but he lied. Yeah, he said he was 30, but he was really 40.
And, like, look, I know plenty of wrestlers in their 50s, Ric Flair. You'd have to lie about your age, though, man. But since you lied, we can't do that with you right now.
Absolutely. You know, a lot of people come into this business and they think what's the word? The F word, the fake word. You find out word center, but this business ain't all sunshine and rainbows.
Uh-huh.
We're hearing countless stories of celebrities that get in any wrestling in some shape or form. And
I heard Rikishi is training at Rikishi's school, Hard Knocks Pro. Young man, if I said his name, everybody would know who he is. Bow Wow. He's training to be a wrestler. The first thing he's going to learn real quick, leave your fame at the door.
Yeah.
He's going to learn that real quick and real fast. Leave your fame at the door.
I hope Johnny Knoxville is prepared to take bumps. You know, because I remember when Jackass guys, Johnny Knoxville wasn't there, but the Jackass guys got in the ring with Umaga, and they really took a beating.
Yeah.
Steve-O got the worst of it because he got knocked out and suffered a concussion. And let's not forget Stephen Amell from Arrow, teaming with Neville. Now known as Pack of the Take on Stardust, Cody Rhodes, and Wade Barrett. at SummerSlam in 2015. He suffered bruised ribs. And let's not forget, I remember Stu Hart. Gave a tour of the Hart House. To some NFL players, and they all volunteered to get put in some wrestling moves, and they found out real quick.
Kind of like a little girl over there.
Yeah, countless members of the Hart family that was in the house that day told the story. And Helen Hart, Stu's wife, Bryce's mother, almost called the cops.
Yes, like she heard screaming, yelling and screaming and howling and all that stuff. Because they thought wrestling, like, oh, that's not real. And they got stretched by Stu Hart. They finally restored it.
Yeah, she got so concerned to the point where she almost called the cops.
God bless Stu Hart. Stu Hart was cool. I'll tell you a quick story. Stu Hart would help, would train anybody. But one requirement, you gotta have one training session one training session in the dungeon.
Well, one of the things he commanded more than anything was respect. Yeah. Respect for him and respect for the
business. And then after that, if you survive that, you get a free meal. After he stretches you out and all that, you get a free meal.
Oh, yeah. I guarantee
you, if he was still around
today, a lot of these wrestlers wouldn't be in the business right now.
Yes, indeed.
They would have been out on their asses a long time ago. I promise you that.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, first of all, thank you so much for joining us tonight. I want to apologize. I'm not feeling the best right now. I want to thank David for pushing with me. Y'all check out the Royal Rumble tomorrow night on Peacock. The big game, February 13th. And we're going to have a good time. In the meantime, we'll get out of here. Have a great evening, everybody.
Be careful. Stay safe.
See ya.